Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Some theologians and some preachers and teachers tell us, well, you know, they had to have signs and wonders in those days to establish the church so that people would know that it was legitimate and that the Lord really has been resurrected. And we don't need that today? Somebody's developed something better that'll get 5,000 people in a day? No. This was the method then. This is the method now. Amen. There is no more powerful and better evangelistic tool. Amen. We've seen it. I have friends that minister on the foreign field and preach where people haven't preached before. And again and again. You know, when we'll read about it later, actually, we'll study it. I think in the book of Acts, you know, where Paul was shipwrecked on that island. And next thing you know, the most well-known man in the island, the most powerful man, the richest man, his daddy was really sick. And the next thing you know, Paul ministers to him and he gets healed. Then they have a healing revival on the whole island. You see how it works? I've seen it again and again. Where the Lord will minister healing to somebody as a sign. Everybody knows them. Everybody knew they were sick. As a sign. And then when everybody gathers around to find out what happens, what has happened, they get preached to Jesus. And many of them believe. Amen. And who has a right to say that that's all been done away with and we don't require that anymore? We don't need that anymore when there are millions and millions going to hell. Certainly, we must have this. I said, certainly we must have this. We must have the fullness of it. This is our equipment. Yes. This is the church's equipment to get the job done, to reap the harvest. It gets people's attention, doesn't it? And while they're in amazement and wonder going, wow, I know that man. He can't do that, but he is. Look at him. Look at him run. Glory, that's not the man. It is the man. I saw him. It's the man. And while people are in amazement, they hear about Jesus. They know something's real. They know something's happened here. Jesus must be alive, like they say he is. He must have raised from the dead. Got to. He's still healing people. Just like he did. I said, just like he did. Read over in the 12th verse. You know, they called him before the priests. Captain of the temple and the Sadducees. And then what did they do? They preached to them. Right? I think Peter's making up for lost time. I really do. Because, you know, he bailed at a bad time and denied the Lord and was afraid of these guys. He was afraid of the chief priests. He was afraid of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And he stood around and denied the Lord by that campfire that night. But I think he has got converted like the Lord prayed that he would. And he's gotten filled with the Holy Ghost. And he's got some boldness about him. And he's standing up there in front of them. And he's not blinking an eye. But he's giving them both barrels. And if he dies, he dies. He's not afraid anymore. Amen? And he's telling them about Jesus. He said, well, let's read about him. Verse 7. When they set them in their midst, they asked him, "What? By what power and by what name have you done this?" Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said to them, "You rulers of people, elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the what? Good deed." Was this a good thing? Good thing. Then people being sick is a bad thing. If people being healed is a good thing, then people being sick is a bad thing. I know that sounds elementary, but friend, some folk are confused about this. Well, God put that cancer on them, and I know it's awful, but you know, some of these things came out of it, so really it was a blessing in disguise. No, it wasn't a blessing Cancer has never been a blessing in disguise or otherwise. Amen. Mrs. Ooh, you better not say it. I'll say it louder. Cancer has never been a blessing. I said, yeah, but they got back to God. They could have got back to God without the cancer. No, no. Well, some of the people got, the family got back and got close together. Well, it's sad that it took that.
Amen.
For them to get together, they didn't have to have a tragedy for them to get together. Well, they mended some fences and got back. Well, thank God for that, but don't give the cancer the credit for that.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Now, people have preached wrong. They've believed wrong. They believe this junk. Did you hear me? And it's cost lives. Because if you believe it's a blessing in disguise, you're not going to fight it. You're not going to resist it. So you'll perish with it. No. Cancer, AIDS, leukemia, all these things, brain aneurysms. These are not blessings in disguise. No way these are God's best. I said, no way these are God's best. Now, the great thing about it, God can take a terrible situation. And if you'll believe him in the middle of it, he can salvage things. Did you hear me? He can take what the enemy meant for evil and destruction and bring good out of it.
Yes.
But don't give the credit to the disease. Give the credit to God. Amen. Amen. Destruction and disease is the work of the enemy. It glorifies the enemy. He's the killer. He's the thief. He's the destroyer. Good things glorify God. Right? God's not glorified in the disease. He's glorified in the healing. He's not glorified in the sin. He's glorified in the deliverance. Keep reading. He said, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. He's preaching the whole gospel to them, ain't he? They asked him for it. How'd you do this? He thought, great. Let me tell you how this happened. Even by him, by Jesus, the one crucified, the one raised from the dead, by him does this man stand here before you whole. Everybody in here that's been healed, that's how you're healed.
Amen.
I said, that's how you're healed.
Amen.
Everybody in here that's got a testimony. Everybody that we've read about testimonies of deliverance and healing and wholeness and living and not dying and money coming in. That's because Jesus is alive.
Amen.
I said, he's alive.
Yes.
He has overcome death, hell, sin, the grave. He's alive. And those that believe in him, allow him to work in their life. Evidences of him being resurrected are all around for anybody that has eyes to see. I mean, most of you like me, you'd been long dead if Jesus wasn't alive. He spared my life so many times, I lost count. Right?
Amen.
Bailed me out so many times.
Amen.
Me being down here tonight, you seeing me is proof positive Jesus is alive.
Yes.
I mean, I thought life is to be lived, buddy. I mean, you know, if it was fast, if it was loud, if it was powerful, I tried to straddle it and ride it. Every summer, I was in the emergency room getting sewed up for something. God's merciful. Amen. Everybody say, thank God for angels. But the fact that the Lord is alive is demonstrated in his keeping power in all of our lives. Keep reading. He said, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. How many other names?
None.
What about Allah?
None.
Or Muhammad?
No.
Hmm?
No.
No. I said no. Howie Krishna. Confucius.
No.
Buddha.
No.
Somebody said, y'all are so closed-minded. Yeah, and saved.
Yeah.
Don't you believe that there are many, many paths and ways to God? No. One. Oh, y'all are so conservative and narrow. And saved. You know, people don't understand, you can't be a Christian and believe all this stuff. Christians believe the Bible. Christians follow the Christ. He said, He is the way. Nobody can come to the Father except by Him. Well, if I'm a Christian, I can't believe anything else. I got to believe what the Christ said. Right? Then there are not many ways to God. What about those? Are you saying those folk are lost? The Bible teaches so. There is a broad way that men think is a good way, but it leads to destruction. There's a straight and a narrow way, and the end of it is life. There's only one way to heaven. There's only one way to God. Only one. Only one. Not two. One. Just one. It is through faith in the Lord Jesus. Amen. Do you believe that? If you don't believe that, you're not a Christian. There's some things, you know, if you don't believe in healing, well, you can make heaven. If you don't believe in prosperity, well, you can still make heaven. But there's some things are non-negotiable about making heaven. You must believe that Jesus is virgin born, supernaturally born of a virgin, the Son of God, that He died, that He's literally, physically been raised from the dead. And He's in heaven right now. King of kings, Lord of lords, one and only way to the Father. Did you hear me? You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you're lost. How dare you tell me? Listen, I'm trying to help you. I don't want to see you in hell. How can you be so sure? Because I'm a Christian. And I believe this book. Amen? Not a matter of being exclusive. Not a matter of being mean. You're not helping people when you're, you know, comforting them in their lie. Hell is full of people who were religious. Did you hear me? It's a sad thing. Religion is taking more people to hell than anybody any other thing. Trusting in the works of men. Trusting in all this other stuff that they're believing. There's only one secure thing to trust in. That's the work of the Master. Said out loud, I believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
Everybody said out loud, I believe He's the only way.
I believe He's the only way.
There is no other way.
There is no other way.
To the Father God.
To salvation,
to heaven, than
Jesus.
My faith is in Him. My trust is in Him. I'm resting in Him. The finished work is why I'm saved. Hallelujah. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Lame Man at the Gate Beautiful, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1114. That's R1114. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.